Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
OMF on EEI.
5-point game. Tatum will pick it up and shoot it. And that's the ball game. Dallas comes in and wins by 5, 113-108. Luka, everything he was cracked up to be, finishes with 36 points.
It's just the same old story. It's like 12-minute droughts because we don't respond.
And tonight, offensively, I don't know what they were doing. Like, they keep taking these steps backwards offensively of not moving the ball, not making the extra pass, not making the pass on time, on target, going ISO ball, taking bad shots after bad shots, my turn, basketball. And to be honest with you, for the first time, I really don't have an explanation or an answer on why they are playing this way.
They took us out of it, and they forced us, because that's probably our reputation, to not respond for 10 to 12 minutes. And that changed the game.
Woo! Brad Stevens, that's just kind
Mad
of
Brad.
Wow. I heard the tone was different, wasn't it?
A little bit, yep. I think he's getting sick of it. Third straight game, they fall behind by 17 or more. They stage a comeback that comes up short. And why did they get themselves into holes? Because they don't care enough. They don't care enough. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, their roster's not good enough. I agree. It's not good enough to beat Brooklyn. It's probably not good enough to beat Philly or Milwaukee. But you're talking about New Orleans. You're talking about Dallas. Look at that Dallas lineup. Are you telling me, other than Luka, who, by the way, is just a phenomenal player who changes the pace of a game at any time, and it's a different pace. He establishes it. I tell you what, if you're Dallas Mavericks, would you trade Luka Doncic for both Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown?
No freaking way.
You wouldn't do it.
And you know why Perkins has, he doesn't have the answers. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't have the words. Like, Perkins doesn't have the words. That guy who sits in the throne with the terrible camera and you can't see anything. You know why he does it? Because he said have the words for it. He's ran out of adjectives. He's ran out of, you know, cool phrases and analogies to kind of, you know, describe this team. It's the same old thing over and over again. We are Groundhog Day. So you sit there and you watch the game, and it's just like, I know how it's going to end. Like, I know exactly how it's going to end. Don't get too excited. Like, don't start thrusting.
So do me a favor. Do me a favor, because you guys were both athletes. I'm noticing in these games, there are moments in these games where the other team is actually embarrassing them. Doing some stuff out there on the floor that you sit there and say, oh, you're hot dogging. And yet I don't see any response.
You know, it takes you back to when the Celtics got Evan Fournier and Marcus, yeah. I mean, not Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker talked about how, you know, it's good because he has passion for the game and this team needs it right now. And you think about it and say, whoa, was he taking a shot? We broke it down, right? We were talking about that quote. And you look at it and say, yeah, I mean, this team is dead. And I tell you, I look at him, and like, Jason Tatum is a great basketball player. I'm not enjoying watching him go out there, even when he has good nights. And I know some of it might be his personality. Like, there was one play last night. It was about 3.5 minutes to go, down like 8. He takes it to the basket, and he throws down like a monstrous dunk. And he had to have the worst body language after that dunk I've ever seen on a guy with a monster dunk to cut it to six at home in front of fans. Like, the worst I've ever seen. Because what did he do? He put his hands up at the ref and shook his head like you missed a foul.
Right.
And it's just always moping. It's always, there's, talk about passion. That guy doesn't have any. And I thought it was really interesting on Danny Ainge this morning across the street. He had this to say about his team. He said, everyone's responsible. I'm responsible. Brad's responsible. Brad has zero responsibility, though, for us shooting 5 for 34 from 3. Most of them open shots. He doesn't have responsibility when players improvise and are playing with a lack of emotion after they miss shots. The only thing that he could do is yank his best players out of the game and go with the other players.
Bingo.
Who is he talking about?
He's talking about Tatum and Brown, I think.
Because I think Kemba? Your best stars. Players who, you know, lack emotion, miss shots, improvising, and all Brad can do is pull them. I mean, and that's really where you're at right now. I think you've got players, and I think Tatum said it the other day, and I say it again because the more I watch him, he's playing for one thing, to get the max contract, to get on the All-NBA team. He's got to get the 25, 26 a night. He's not even looking for other people. You know, and he's just, he's out there, an isolation ball, like guys are open, he's not, he's driving to the basket. Last night, who was the poor reporter, Jared Weiss?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
He did a great breakdown of Tatum kind of coming down on a couple occasions of guys, like I think it was Grant Williams at one point, screen, rolled to the basket, wide open. He's out there dribbling against Luka, like just firing up shots, like the great step back with a hand in the face. So if he hits a great shot, we can praise him. But it's like he saw Luka doing it, so he wanted to show Luka that he could do it. And it's just, it's sickening to watch. Like, they're just not fun.
Well, I think you saw the huge difference last night about what Luka Doncic can do to a team, because that's not a really talented team. Porzingis plays, what, one out of every three games. They got a big game out of Brunson in that game last night. Why? Well, because he was open all the time, because you had to depend on Doncic. He gets everybody involved in the game on his team, and he changes the pace of the game. And by the way, how old is he, Tyler? 21?
Luka, yes.
Yes. So we're sitting here talking about our guys being 22 and 24.
Talking
he's
about
much
a top
better.
Five, top three, four player
right.
in the game.
But the difference is the way they play the game. And you just brought it up, Lou, and I think you're right. Tatum is looking at his numbers. He's looking at his offense. So if he's double-teamed, instead of understanding, looking at it as a math problem, saying if two guys are on me, somebody else is free, I can go to them, that defender has to release, and then they can get me the ball back. Instead, what he's doing is saying, screw it, I'm taking it to the hole.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to fight through the two. And he's good enough to be able to get away with
a
lot.
No, and he's good enough to hit some crazy shots. I forget who it was. I don't know if it was Jeff Goodman or somebody talking to some people who played against the Celtics and said they're just easy to cover.
Yes.
Because they just know. Like, Tatum will take it to the basket, and they double-team him. And he'll make it. He'll try a tough shot. Like, you know what I mean? Once he gets to the basket, he's taking that shot. And Jaylen's the same way.
Yeah, but where's the team game?
No, I'm just saying. Like, and that's why they're easy to defend. Like, if he's got his head down or he's an iso ball, like, he's taking the shot. You know, once in a while, you actually see him, and there's three guys, and he just can't, and he kicks it, and they kick it, and it's an open shot, and you're like, there it is. But if he's only double-teamed, oh, hell no. That thing's going up, and he's going to show you how great of a one-on-one player he is that he can hit the tough shots.
Yeah, but I think these guys are getting away with any criticism because people are looking at the roster. And I'm telling you, Max Kleber is an okay player. Josh Richardson, an okay player. We're not talking about great players on the Dallas Mavericks last night. They have one great player.
They're a better team than you.
But that's right, because he operates it. Doncic operates it as a team. He is an overgrown point guard, and he's operating it. What are your guys doing?
Well,
your guys are looking for their own game, as you pointed out. That's what they're
Forsberg
doing.
Forsberg wrote today, and he said something about, like, once again, facing an inferior opponent. You know, and I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. Change the way you start
New
your
Orleans,
article.
And I'm like, no. Dallas and New Orleans are better than you. They're better teams than you.
I disagree. I think you've got more talent than
those
two teams.
The talent is so overrated.
I'm not saying Milwaukee or Brooklyn.
You see, this is where it gets confusing, because you say talent, and I will give you tons and tons of teams with great talent that never accomplished anything.
I was just going back.
So they have four guys that average over 20 points a game.
Okay,
what are we talking about?
Okay, so fine. Lots of talent.
Are you including
Fournier? No success.
Yes.
No success. Yeah. Zero. Okay, the 2016-2017 Celtics team, which obviously with Avery Bradley, Al Horford, Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, Marcus Smart. I was just looking at that roster because to me that year, that was nothing but heart. That was nothing but grit.
Yeah, they
that
defended,
was like,
too.
That was like he broke his jaw. That was just like, wow, everybody pulling the wagon in the same direction. But when you look at the actual talent that they have, collectively, even though they didn't have two All-Stars, they had Al Horford, okay? But collectively, they were better. Like, they were better. They had a better understanding of what they needed to accomplish, even though I don't think they were more talented. There's no – they had – the only All-Star they had, I think, that year was Al Horford.
And that's it.
But and all these guys care about is the offensive end.
That's it.
They don't care about defense.
Well, that's why when you get a bunch of wannabes and a couple throwaways and young kids who aren't obsessed with that max deal, that aren't obsessed with making sure they hang out with LeBron in the opening lineup down in Atlanta. Like, to me, it's almost like the worst thing that could have happened to
them.
They're not hungry anymore.
But I just gave you a 21-year-old kid who is not allowing that to happen. He's giving up a good portion of his game night to night. Porzingis hardly plays. He's giving it up to create offense for other guys and to win games in a much more difficult Western Conference. The problem is these guys have come back in each one of these games. Why? Because they decided they were going to defend. That's how they got back into the game last night.
Yeah, they defended.
They forced turnovers, right? And their turnovers created easy baskets at the other end for them. They won't do that for 48 minutes. Why? Why?
Well, I mean, I just talked about Jeff Goodman, and he said that, I think, about a month ago or so. Kendrick Perkins last night said something very similar.
It's not hard to guard him, man, but just think about it. It's my turn basketball. So you watch Jason Tatum, he comes down, he's ice-on. He's trying to go between his legs. He's trying to take Kleber off the dribble. He's trying to go ISO. All right, next time down, we're going to see Kimber. He's going to get into his New York bag, hezzy in and out, side step. Everybody's standing and watching, by the way, while they're doing this. Next time down, Jaylen Brown, it's my turn. Let me show you what I could do. And one mixtape. And it messes up the whole flow of the game. I keep saying, when others and everybody is not, if the ball is not moving offensively and there's no rhythm, that messes up your defensive intensity.
And what do you say? And one something tape?
And one mixtape.
And one mixtape. And that's what it is. Like, again, I remember, like, this, if you don't, like, their offense is nothing but ISO one-on-one. Now, they might disguise it and pass it a couple of times, but eventually someone gets the ball and just goes one-on-one.
Let me show you what I could do. Yeah. And one mixtape.
And just puts up the shot. And if it goes in, we praise him. Ooh, what a great shot. And if it doesn't, then they spend half the time going down the court yelling at the ref.
It's my turn.
It's just, that's what your Celtics offense is. It's awful.
Well, and over the years, and the team that Christian's talking about, that year, they were a fast-break team, but they were a fast-break team that opened up their offense by playing defense, forcing turnovers out in the perimeter. And this team is not willing to do that. So if Jason Tatum wants to be a great player, a great scorer on a bad team, and that's why I hate to say it, I'm not sure I want to bring Bradley Beal here, because then I'm going to end up with two guys that are going to get lots of points, and they're not going to win an awful lot of games. Bradley Beal has proven that. How many games has he won over the years? All right? And again, this year, playing with a Russell Westbrook, he can't win games. If that's what you want to be, fine. I would rather see him develop into something like a Doncic, who's going to make everybody else better on the floor. And so these other pieces that they have, because they're not going to get paid like you do at $30 million a year, you make them better. Because they can't defend both you with two guys and defend that other guy. But this is scary now.
How quickly, it's amazing how quickly the Celtics have actually kind of, they own the phrase, same old Celtics.
They're not fun to watch.
Same old Celtics.
They're frustrating.
You know what? I've seen this before. Same old Celtics. Hey, no, they're going to come back this time. No, they're playing defense now in the fourth quarter. Oh my God, they're almost, nope, same old Celtics. Too little, too late. They're predictable, not only in the way they play the game, but they're emotional, towards it.
Yeah, and I still put it on Danny, because I think this thing has snowballed to the point of where we're at right now, of it's all about those guys getting their points and Tatum not trusting anyone else around him or Jaylen or whatever it is, depending on who on the court with. I still put it on him for sort of forcing it. And I put it on him for me starting to look at Jason Tatum differently. Starting to look at Jason Tatum saying, are we sure he's the answer? Like, really, you watch this guy. Are we sure that he's the guy? You know, and I'm not so sure anymore.
Well, what happened to Jaylen Brown's defense? Can anybody answer?
I personally still think Jaylen Brown's a more complete player. And I've waffled back and forth with it because I think they're both very talented. But the more I watch Tatum, the more I watch the way he plays, and it's like I watch a guy that actually thinks like he's like the best player in the league all the time, which I think is a confidence thing, which I'm not debating. But still, the way he acts, and it's like you're not there yet. You're not there yet, and he's out there every night trying to, you know, prove it. And but with ISO ball, doesn't get anybody else involved. Constantly bitches. Big moments of the game, he's not concerned that his team's getting back into it. He's concerned that, you know, I didn't get fouled.
Going to get into his New York bag, hezzy in and out sidestep.
Yeah, I don't enjoy watching this guy that I know is a great scorer, but I hate the way he goes about it.
If Danny's plan is still, we're going to build with these young kids, then you may be waiting an awful long time because you're not seeing the maturity with any one of them. Matter of fact, they're taking steps backwards.
They need an alpha point guard.
Yes, they need somebody who's going to be a leader and come in there and do it. And I'm not sure, again, that Marcus Smart is your guy. Again, Marcus Smart. He did a couple nice things in the game. Offensive rebound, sure. Tap in, okay? Sure. And then he's got to miss a free throw. And what the hell was that? What the hell was that?
Same old Marcus Smart.
It's like, what are you doing? All right, 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF. No baseball game today. Sun's out, but there's no baseball game. They'll play tomorrow.
Rain out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Follow him on Twitter at Christian Fourier.
I heard you hate old people and puppies. No, just puppies. Hate puppies.
It's OMF on WEEI.
Yeah, Jalen, I mean, this seems to be a pretty constant battle. I mean, can you pinpoint the source? I mean, all the guys are the same. What is it about this year? Is it about people growing into different roles and wanting to do more? Or what's the source of the long stretches where it seems like you guys lose focus?
I think it's just a part of, I don't know what you guys want me to say, to be honest. I think everything has a factor that's involved. I don't know what you guys want me to say.
Jaylen Brown after the game last night, this is getting irritating. He's doing this an awful lot. No, that's a good question. He did that last night. It's a good question. Then he doesn't answer it. I don't know what you want me to say. Well, the question is asked, you've got the same guys you had last year. What is different this year? So by not saying anything, what you're doing is you're keeping the problem amongst yourselves, and none of it's going to get any better. Well, then do something about it. If you want people to stop asking you the question about what's wrong, do something about it.
First of all, it sounds like Dante Scarnecchia
from
a couple years ago. what do you want me to do? Like we're asking, you know, when you start asking, when you're forced to have reporters or anybody ask you the same question over and over again because you're giving them the same, you're just giving it to them for free.
Well, they just kept asking the same question.
It was the same
question. Because they did ask him this. I thought he gave a good answer, and they just kept following up. But this was even before they asked that one when he said, listen, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Definitely, this is a new year, a new team, and we got a different level of, you know, response than we've had in the past. You know, Celtic basketball is about scrapping, getting after guys defensively, and like, 1-5. We just haven't had that in the starting unit or off the bench. So as a team, we just haven't had it. And in years, teams past, we have. And I guess that would be the response to that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, tomorrow can't, you know, spark something different. But hasn't been there as much as we like this year.
And then they asked him again. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. I thought I just told you.
Well, the question was, you got the same guys that you had a year ago. So why, you know, you're saying you did it in the past. Why aren't you doing it now?
I just think it settled in with the players. Like the good players on this team, it settled in. You know, enough wasn't done at the deadline. Enough wasn't done at the beginning of the year. And the reality just sort of settled in that they realized they don't have enough. So let's go out there. Let's do our thing. Let's get ours. And we move on.
I made the mistake of saying the other day that I thought this 7-game stretch, they would win a bulk of these games, and I thought they could win 6 of them and maybe even 7, certainly 5 of them, and they'd be in good shape and they'd move up maybe to the 4 seed. Instead, they're going backwards.
Yeah, they're going backwards.
They're in the play-in game, and these are the games that are winnable right now. You've got Houston next on the schedule. Winnable.
You know, start expecting them to lose all the games. You know, probably feel like they're not the favorite anymore. Let's start with that. Let's just all agree that they're no longer the favorite. When it comes to middle of the road, middle of the pack
teams,
they
should be Houston.
They're not the favorite anymore, Lou, but they're
not.
They
should be Houston.
They've given you more examples of them not being the favorite than the opposite. I mean, they give you every time they give you an example of them being a below average team. And people are like, oh my God, but they got two all-stars. There's no way they should be below average team.
It's internal. They have no balls. They have no fight. They have none of that. Let me give you an example of it. Did you guys hear the story of the Utah Jazz and the emergency landing with their plane?
Yeah.
So their plane got hit by the engine got hit with a flock of birds.
Oy.
The engine is on fire. There are flames coming out of it.
Had to run in with some seagulls.
The players are freaking out on the freaking plane. The pilot comes on and basically says, we've got to take an emergency landing. So they come down and they make an emergency landing, and they all land safely right back into Salt Lake City. This was on takeoff. They were headed to Memphis to play a game. So 2 hours later, they got to get on another plane and go to Memphis. Donovan Mitchell says, not getting on another plane. I'm not doing it. So he freaked out. The rest of the team went. That suddenly the line in Vegas flipped remarkably, because Vegas is looking at it saying, these guys thought they were going to die, and now they got to go play a freaking basketball game. They went and won in Memphis without Donovan Mitchell, and right after they had been in an emergency landing where the engine caught fire as they were looking out the
window. I'm on Donovan Mitchell's side. I'm not ready. Or I'm going to John Madden it. I'm going to take a bus everywhere. I think that would break me.
What about the Eastern Conference game?
I think it would be, you know, it's just not going to work.
But that's balls. You're fighting through stuff. These guys are soft here.
Yeah.
Here's Jim.
Go ahead.
Here's Jim.
Let's talk to Jim.
Yeah, Jim's in a car. Hello, Jim.
Hi, guys. Lou, I think you're right. I think Brown's come into his own. He seems to be one of the few that are up there. He scrambles, he defenses,
no,
great
he
passing, and he goes right to the hole. Now, okay. The other guy, all he does, like you say, he comes down, he dribbles, and everybody just stops and watches him because they know he's going to shoot.
Yep.
So they come down and they stop, and then he dribbles till the end of the clock. Now, you talk about Marcus. Marcus is out there hustling his ass off. You know, you say that he takes these lousy three shots. Well, have you ever watched the game real close? Watch it. He gets the ball. He makes the pass, but then he gets the ball back. Clock's running down. No one else is open. He's got to shoot the ball by five.
Yeah, you're exaggerating for his purpose. You like him as a player. He's taking shots when there are 6 and 7 seconds off the clock. And he's not defending the way he has in the past. He's a great defender. Not a good defender. He's a great defender. He can defend at multiple positions. He's not doing it. And Jaylen Brown is not either. You're wrong.
The other guy dribbles the ball down under the basket, comes out, goes under the basket. He never takes a shot anymore. He stinks shooting threes and whatnot.
Okay.
And whatnot.
And we're not watching the game. Here's Alan Everett. Hello, Al.
Hello there, guys. Sweet Lou Maloney, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Al. How you doing, pal?
Despite what Glenn will tell you, I like to think I think logically, and from time to time, anyway. And Christian, you played. Christian, you played in the league.
Did you?
I think logically, from what I see and what I've heard over the years, is that in that league, especially in the NFL, once you know some weaknesses of the other team and other players of the other team, once they know that, you're in big trouble in that league, right?
Sure.
What league?
Okay, football, so in the NFL.
Yep, got you.
So last year, I think the Patriots started three.
No.
This is when we're going on the schedule and then this year's record. Last year, they started 3-0, I believe. And once they figured out that Cam Newton couldn't throw the ball 10 yards, I think he went 4-8, right? So when you're figuring three more games or four more games, don't you logically have to say, well, we're going to throw the first three out? Now the whole league knows he can't throw the ball. I would think that would even that off, and I would see them at 7-9 again, or 6-10. Call me crazy. I could be thinking illogically. You tell me.
Well, you're illogical because you hate Bill.
Well,
and you think that Bill's the problem.
You know what? In that, so I don't know, like, you know, so where am I? This whole, you know, Fourier's argument has no weight. Like, what part of it has no weight?
I didn't say your argument. I'm really asking for what you think about this. I'm not saying it has no weight.
I think that they were onto him in week 3 against the Las Vegas Raiders, where he threw for 156 yards.
Bingo.
And then he didn't play the next week. Okay, so the first week he throws for 140 yards, but they don't need him because they're running the ball. They ran for 217 yards. And then, you know, they play against the Seahawks and they throw the ball like crazy. One, because they have to, because they're coming back. And then the Raiders come to town and they have two games of tape on you. And they easily understand what it has to take the passing game out of your offense. You know what? And they ended up, and then the Patriots ended up winning that game. But in the end, it was, 36-20. But you could tell right then and there that the blueprint was set on how to stop Cam Newton.
I think you're right. And that was our conversation that week after that game, Christian, is that they have now figured him out. And they were never 3-0, Al. They were 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, 2-1.
They lost to Seattle.
Right. But he's right. The Vegas game was the game in which we all said, uh-oh, they're figuring this guy out. Here's Edwin in Lowell. Edwin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the Celtics and what would you guys think about a trade for Russell Westbrook, including Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker. I mean, we don't have
Did you say Marcus Smart, right now. Edwin? Did you say Marcus Smart?
Yeah, Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker.
Yes. Yes. Anything else?
Marcus Smart and Tatum?
Yes.
And Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker.
Yes.
Yeah, you just want Smart out of here, Edwin.
You said Marcus Smart.
Anybody with Smart, he wants
it's
out.
It's not that I don't want him. I feel like he's a great player, but
he's
we
an
need
issue.
Some type of leadership. And in order for somebody to take Kemba Walker's contract, you have to give him something of value. You're never going to be able to get rid of this guy.
All right, there you go.
I can't get the bus ticket to him quick enough.
There you go. Greg's in Dorchester.
Sack
Greg.
Lunch.
Yeah, thanks for taking my calls, guys. Last year I got into a huge argument with a family member of mine, and I'm not even going to say his name on air. He was berating me about how he's got this IQ, basketball IQ. He coached on high levels, and he's a talent evaluator, and he berated me over Marcus Smart.
What's his name, Glenn?
The Toronto series.
What?
And I just want to say to my uncle, you asshole! At least you could have berated me over Paul Pierce or KG. Marcus Smart, he can't throw the ball in the damn Boston Harbor. The fourth quarter stats are horrendous.
Terrible.
And he takes a half-court, ill-advised shot. Get out of here.
Thank you for listening.
I like that guy.
It's a good one to end on.
I like that guy.
It's a good one to end on.
A ball show. Marcus Smart does that to you, though, doesn't he? I mean, he just does. And he made a couple of good plays down the stretch.
I am done.
And then you're sitting there, and he hits it hard off the backboard. Doesn't
he's trying to break the thing. He looks like my sixth grade girls' basketball team. It's like, I know what we're going to do. We're going to act like we suck, and then we're going to play better when the game starts.
Great free throw attempt last night. Hit the rim.
Oh.
We get more on the Deshaun Watson. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we're sitting here, at least one of us was, hoping that maybe Deshaun Watson would be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. Now you get these two lawyers who are playing this theatrical game that is turning out to be a complete joke. We'll get to it coming up next then, coming up in the next hour. Big deal or no big deal right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to OMF. Listener discretion advised.
I don't think fans cared enough about me that if I left, they would really give a shit.
Start. It's damn near.
She's going to get a bunch of. Oops.
Worse than Lou.
Does it sometimes just come down to. Did I just drop an F-bomb right there?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on F-ing WEEI.
Oops.
It's 3:35 and 48 degrees in Kenmore Square right now. The reason I say that is it would be in the fourth inning now. Wouldn't you think the fourth inning right now, Lou? Fourth inning. And I'm looking outside. The sun is shining. I'm getting texts from people that are running in Kenmore Square saying it's just beautiful.
Beautiful.
They're running. They're doing normal outdoor activities.
They just can't do anything right.
Nope.
You know what? You really got to blame it on Levin Reed.
It's opening day. It's not
raining. You blame it on Levin. Blame it on Levin. Levin.
They watched Levin?
They watched Levin and was like, oh, my God. Levin's going to get washed away.
In the morning.
A different opening day than I expected.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were watching CBS.
6:30 in the morning.
They canceled the game at 9, and it hasn't rained since.
No. Meteorologists blow this one.
I hope it rains tomorrow.
Ooh.
I hope it doesn't.
Well, no, I'm just like, you should have played baseball.
You'd have the window open right now in the booth.
Oh, the window's open anyways.
Yeah, be open.
COVID regulation.
Oh, is it?
You
can't close
something.
Oh, no. Winter coat, hat.
So
gloves.
Tomorrow the high is going to be 44 in the afternoon. I would have the winter gear if the window's open.
It's snowing
open.
Where the Tigers it's are just, playing
didn't
right
Sam
now.
Say there's a chance we could look really bad at 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
It's 3:36.
Looks really
looking even worse.
He was right about that.
Right about that one.
Was right about.
That's a good call. God.
Yeah.
So hopefully
they're
going to
look stupid at 2 o'clock, and then we'll look like idiots. So we're fully prepared for that as well.
Right. Oh, are you now?
As long tomorrow. As you're prepared for it.
Yeah, you must be used to it.
Come on, boys.
Good luck with them. If I'm the commissioner of the NFL, I don't know what the hell to do about this Deshaun Watson case. There's a lot of stuff out there on both sides, but the two attorneys. One representing all of these women and the other one representing Deshaun Watson are acting like clowns. in all of this. It's a complete joke. So this guy, Tony Busby, who represents Deshaun Watson, told us a week ago that he was going to provide all of this evidence to the Houston Police Department. Why? Well, he was going to make it a criminal case, and he was going to get them to understand all of these different violations. Because to this point, it's been civil cases. So then suddenly he doesn't do it. He gets called out on it by the guy who is representing Deshaun Watson. That would be Rusty Harden. And he comes up with some lame excuse about how Harden's brother-in-law is a police officer.
Yeah, so he went on Instagram where he put this out there, and he says, I haven't filed the numerous brave women. We haven't filed criminal complaints with the HPD, Houston Police Department.
Right.
He said, here's my worry. When I ran for Houston mayor, this guy ran for mayor?
Yeah, he did. He's run for numerous political
offices. He says, against the current mayor, I called for the resignation of the former police chief. I was thus reluctant initially in these important cases to provide info to the HPD, at least while Art Acevedo was the police chief. Even though my brother-in-law is a long-term HPD officer, Mr. Acevedo has now left Houston for Miami.
Yet, not even there.
I've since learned that my legal opponent, Mr. Harden, my legal opponent, has a son who was on the exclusive command staff at the Houston Police Department. Now, I'm not saying in any way that Deshaun Watson's lawyer, Mr. Harden, has a son who has a position that would compromise the Houston Police Department and its investigation. But didn't he already say that?
Yeah. I'm not saying.
What he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
I support his service along with all Houston police officers, and I think their rank and file know that. But I am saying that me and my clients will go elsewhere to provide our evidence to investigative authorities. Stand by.
So why did you tell us a week ago you were going to bring all of the evidence to the Houston Police Department? A week ago, you knew all of these things existed.
Right? He's got a son-in-law that's on the exclusive command staff with HPD. Now, I'm not saying that he will. Well, why'd you mention it then?
Yeah, to me, this was if he wants to fight this in the court of public opinion and gather favor, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, to me, what he did yesterday was the biggest blow to the credibility of his case.
Of his clients.
And the clients, because it makes it, they lose credibility because this guy's acting like an ass clown. Like complete, just doing stupid stuff because a strong criminal case. And he probably has a decent civil case. That's what it speaks of to me. If it was a strong criminal case, he'd be all over there. He'd be throwing it in there and doubling down and forcing the issue, but he doesn't. So he's got to do the civil route.
So here's the good news for Tony Busby, is that as much as I agree with what you just said, Christian, and he's a complete clown, Rusty Harden is just as big a clown representing Deshaun Watson. So what does he do yesterday? He counters it by having 18 masseuses come forward and basically say Deshaun Watson was a good customer, and he never did anything. So now what we're talking about, over a short period of time, we are up to like 43 or 44 masseuses.
How about it?
And some three times during the course of a game week. So three different masseuses during the course of a game week. I'm sorry, if you're a professional athlete, are you going to three different...
On Instagram, finding them? No.
No, you're not doing that.
To me, that part, there's more to it. I know you're going to get to it. There's more. But that part, just saying, okay, look, here, look at all these 18 women who love him and think there's no issues. You know, and talking about how good he was and how, you know, there was nothing inappropriate. You just added to the number of massage therapists that he sees on a regular basis. The randomness is so odd to me to have so many different massage therapists. I don't know if there's that many in the city of Boston.
No, but
can you find that many massage therapists
and I agree.
In Houston?
In a civil case where all you have to do is prove slightly
it's so bizarre.
In your favor.
It really is so bizarre that there's 42 now, and there's probably more that just haven't come forward that he has used in the past 3 years.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about in different cities. You know, he doesn't train in California and has had like 10 or 12 or 15. It's all like Houston, it sounds like, right? For the most part. And I would think that, like most athletes, they get a massage from somebody who does this professionally, and you would think, you know, it was okay, it wasn't great, maybe I'll find someone else. And you find someone, and it's like a good massage. You feel a lot better. Most people call that person up again and use them again and start using them regularly.
Because they did a good job.
Because they did a good job.
Yeah.
This guy's like,
Now all right. Try somebody else.
Let's just keep trying somebody new. Like,
we go online here. Do a Google search and see if
it's
I can
so
find
bizarre.
Somebody else. So this is one of these women, Maya Robinson, a licensed massage therapist, been working in Houston for 10 years, primarily on athletes. I started working with Tashana December 2019 after being referred to him by another therapist. Apparently, there's a lot of referral going on. He sent me a screenshot of a diagram that the head trainer of the Texans gave him, highlighting the muscles that needed to be worked on, which included the groin and the hamstrings. He asked if I felt comfortable working on those areas, and I said yes, because I'm used to working on athletes. During the massage, Deshaun was more comfortable using a towel, which is a big part of this case, than draping sheets over the table. This isn't unusual at all. I have several clients that prefer using a towel over a sheet. But to me, he's probably not doing the same thing to every one of these therapists. To me, having 18 more come forward and the abundance of different therapists he's going to just weakens his case, doesn't it?
It is, and I just want to continue this because so Harden, and you said it literally is a confederacy of dunces right now.
Like, yes, they're two clowns.
They're just back and forth, and so. But Harden, I still think, in my opinion, has the high ground on this, because all he's doing is kind of making Busby look like a dope. Because he starts off in his statement first, because a couple days ago, it was all the masseuses that had no issues with him. So then he comes out with this new statement, and he talks about how Busby, you know, promised to, you know, send information and evidence to the police, and, you know, and he's and now he's completely abandoned his promise to do that. He's going to go elsewhere. He says his latest excuse, so this is Harden on Busby, his latest excuse for failing to go to law enforcement is also his lamest. Anyone who has dealt with HPD, as I have for many years, would know that Mr. Busby's suggestion that the department would overlook legitimate complaints based upon a family connection of one of its officers is ludicrous. It is also insulting to the dedicated professionals, HPD, and to common sense. So so not only is it insulting to us as professionals, but just plain old common sense. Why do you think we should do this? Then he kind of rips them. So Busby is sitting there saying, hey, I don't trust you guys. Hey, you're a corrupt organization. You can't trust anybody in that place. But you guys are going to take my evidence and kind of twist it into a pretzel. And then he sits there and he posts, and Harden posts this Facebook. Is it from Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, about how Tony Busby, the attorney for all the massage therapists who are accusing Deshaun Watson of inappropriate behavior. And he's thanking them because people broke into his house, and he's saying, hey, you guys are awesome.
I want to thank the Houston Police Department for dealing with a burglary at my house. Thanks, guys.
You're awesome. Stand up guys, all of you. Can't wait to talk to you guys and thank you in person.
This is a clown show.
But I don't like giving evidence to you because I think you're corrupt.
So if you're the commissioner and you're looking at it and say, okay, these are serious allegations against one of our football players, a prominent quarterback, what the hell, how the hell are we going to get involved in this when we got these two attorneys going back and forth, basically, you know, playing clown games? What do we do? How do we deal with any of this?
See, but it does, to me, and this is what, you know, we were talking about earlier, just it really, now they can, a lot of these women can all have perfectly legitimate claims. But their attorney is really just clouding it and making it seem like it's just one big giant shakedown. Not because I don't want to believe him, but the person who is representing you is doing such a terrible job.
Making it about him.
And making it, yeah, like he wants to be part of the, he wants to be the story, in the story.
Well, if
instead of protecting the women who are actually have an issue with everything that went on.
So if you remember when we first started talking about this story, the first hour we talked about this story, that's what was written about this guy. He's run for political office like three or four different times. He's never won. He's always in the news. He's a news seeker. He's a red light guy. He likes to get on camera. He wants to be out there. And so, yes, I think you could look at some of this and say, you know what? Maybe he's exaggerating some of this stuff. Maybe some of this is just his own created theater. He's doing it now so that Tony Busby can get attention. Maybe that's part of it. And that's why if I'm the commissioner, you got to be really careful about this.
Yeah, if I'm Roger,
because they are serious allegations. You're right.
I don't touch it. I don't touch it right now.
He doesn't need to.
It's no, he doesn't need to. It's way too convoluted. It's way too many, you know, way too many stories, too much misinformation. you know, leverage plays, you know, public opinion. It's like, stay out of it. Stay out of it.
Let it play out.
Yeah.
But it's like 18 women coming defending Deshaun. So, you know, again, I don't know if that's his way of saying all 24 women are lying, which, you know, how do we determine that thing? We're going to, if there's no investigation, that's kind of also what Harden says, too. He's like, basically, he's not going to provide the information because he knows, like, professionals investigating, and they'll see right through all of these claims with these women. But Busby's got 24 women that, what, are they on the hook? Is he sliding them some cash to come forward for this or something? 24 women? I know 18 women came out and said nothing had happened, but I don't know. Does that mean that these all of these women are lying?
I don't know.
I think it helps him a little bit to say all these women to come forward and say, you know, he's never had a problem with them before. One of them talked about how, like, you know, he walked her out to the car because it was at night and he was a perfect gentleman and left. You know, it wasn't like he tried to, like, hey, you know, while we're out here, why don't we go back to your place? You know, it wasn't anything like that. So I guess they're trying to make it sound like it's not the case all the time, but it doesn't mean that it hasn't happened before.
Yeah. So what do you make of the girl, the one girl from the SI piece? Mary.
Right. She lied. So SI paid her off too. You know what I mean? So it's just, it doesn't, none of it adds up. Like you said, the league's got to kind of sit back and try to figure out, you know, what the situation is. Are these girls lying? All 24 plus Mary from SI?
Yeah. And they don't have to do anything right now. And Nick Caserio was already pretty much said they're not doing anything because they can't trade him away right now because nobody is going to touch him. So everybody's in a holding pattern. And I would think if I'm Deshaun Watson right now, based on all of this stuff, I probably want to find a way of easing that tension I have with the Texans, right?
We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward.
Yeah, maybe I try to work my way back with the Texans and at least get into the good graces, and then maybe next year, if everything goes away, I can bitch and force my way out of Houston. Here's Bob in a car. He wants to talk about it. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, you guys are playing right into Busby's and this other attorney's hand by giving him all this airtime. Stop talking about him, and he's going to freak out.
That's our job. Oh, yeah. He's not listening to us.
Busby is paying attention. He's like, God, the only reason I'm doing this is because guys up in Boston could talk. I mean, we're doing it because of Deshaun Watson's case. They're trying to make it about each lawyer. But we're talking about the case against Deshaun Watson.
So that's your take on it, Bob, that we're giving the publicity to these two publicity hounds? Is that what your take is?
I may be wrong, but yes, it's like the media is just dragging this stuff in, and these guys are sucking it up because it's all over the news, everywhere it is.
Well, a lot of women are accusing him of a serious, serious crime here, right?
I've been there. I know.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you've been. So this is a different story. Bob's a little sensitive.
Not to that extent, but yes.
Well, it sounds like you're a little
sensitive. So, Bob, I'm just curious. I'm looking for some advice here. So you think that we should stop talking about the Deshaun Watson case?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
By the way, we still don't have a program director. If you'd like to apply, what is the address? Give it to him. Odyssey.com. Here's David. David's in a car. Hello, Dave.
Hey, before I get to my point on Deshaun Watson, Lou, I look forward to opening day with you.
And, me too.
Maybe see your progression along with the Red Sox. I'm sure.
Be the
I'm
top
sure
of the fifth inning right now.
I'm
going to be working on my craft.
Oh, my Lord.
I love it, man. I love it. I love your way you approach. But I'll tell you, you know, we watched this thing with Antonio Brown and all that madness. That guy played in the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, let's get Deshaun Watson, and this thing will be gone in 6 months. I mean, I'm not naive. I'm just saying, you see these stories, they come up, it's madness. And then in 6 months, everybody's on with their lives and they don't remember a darn thing. Let's get this guy on our team and live with the mud for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Let's live with the mud for a couple of months. Come on.
I think
I love you, Dave.
Live with the mud. There's a guy that wants to win.
It makes your team better. I need to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. See, that's the Boston sports fan.
That's beautiful.
Don't get enough of
I'll give him credit, though, because if we did a poll right now, most people would probably say, no, I don't want him right now. Now, 6 months from now, when this thing kind of drifts away, as this guy just said, we'll probably get 80-20.
Missed your opportunity. Yeah. Could have got him for two first-rounders. Now you got to give up three.
Live with the mud for a couple of months.
That's all. I'm sure they go over. I'm sure it wouldn't get much attention if the Patriots or Bill Belichick were the one that traded for this guy.
Talking about,
but like, you know, you talk about, like, if I don't know, pick a city, like if Chicago, you know, whatever, Jacksonville. We always go to Jacksonville, right? If you traded for him, it'd be like, okay, whatever. How does Deshaun Watson make Jacksonville better? If the Patriots traded for Deshaun Watson, typical.
Yeah,
Bill. Kraft's past would come up. Like, it would just be like a mess.
Yeah.
Somebody would finally like to find live that in the mud. Video.
Oh, yeah.
Kraft.
Yeah, Hernandez. They like murderers and everything else. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, 617-779-7937. Talking about Antonio Brown. I don't know if you guys saw it, but apparently Antonio doesn't have great interest out there in Antonio Brown. And so the Buccaneers are being smart. They're not offering him an awful lot of money. And so far, apparently, they are far apart in their negotiations with Tampa Bay. Worst take madness. We got that coming up in the next hour. Big deal or no big deal right here on the OMF on a day that we should have been playing baseball.